The USGS estimates the damage from the earthquake at more than $1 billion. In Napa, emergency managers are making their initial assessments. Napa City Manager Mike Parnes explained the process.
Tonight, after we've looked at all the properties, all of the infrastructure, one of the first things we'll be doing in the next day or so is sitting down trying to figure out what does this mean in terms of infrastructure impact, private, public, as well as economic impact.
The extent of that economic impact will come down to two things, tourism and wine. And you don't get much of the first without the second. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has been talking to people in Napa's wine industry.
David Graves, co-founder of Saintsbury Winery, had already seen the chimney of his home collapse, so he was expecting the worst as he made his way to his winery at dawn.
When I came to work yesterday, or I came to check on the winery yesterday, it looked like a complete shambles in the barrel room.
But Graves says a measure of luck was with him. First, the quake struck in the pre-dawn hours, so no one was at work and no one got hit by one of those barrels.
And thankfully, we had bottled everything from the 2013 vintage, so there was literally nothing in those barrels.
Graves says he did lose 25 cases of what he calls his vineyard's history. That's his collection of past vintages that can't be replaced. Carla Bosco is a director of communications for Bouchaine Vineyards, makers of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. The good news, she says, is that the winery sustained no structural damage. But Bosco says workers there discovered 40 barrels had been thrown off their racks, and crews are in the process of determining how much might be salvaged and rebarreled.
It's just a lot of wine to mop up. So we were closed for the day yesterday, but we are open for business today. In fact, we are getting 10 tons of grapes delivered to process here very shortly.
But those barrels, I mean, is it possible to keep those barrels strapped down?
Not really, because they have to be moved quite frequently. They need to be topped and rotated, so there really isn't an efficient system to strap them down, because every time you'd strap them down, you'd have to be unstrapping them and moving them, probably within a few days.
Like representatives of other wineries contacted today, Bosco had no cost estimate on damages. The talk was still about the quake itself. Emma Swain is the CEO of Saint-Supérieur Estates Vineyards and Winery.
Today, people are kind of digging out a lot of glass and a lot of mess and trying to assess what the damage is and what the next steps are.
There is a widespread sense of relief that the quake wasn't worse, and David Graves of Saintsbury Winery says the blessings of the Napa region outweigh the risks.
You can't have our landscape that's so wonderful for making wine without having had and living in a seismically active place. So it's hard to remember that when your house is shaking and things are crashing the ground, but in the cold light of a day when everything seems okay, probably good to remember that.
A little perspective from the Napa Valley's $13 billion wine industry. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.